Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all the early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all the local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers out there. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, I was a little distracted during that intro, and I'm going to tell you why. We're about to talk about the Atlanta Falcons and the conundrum, the frustration, and all that. That is the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to get to that in literally just a couple of minutes. But I was thrown off when I first came on the air here just a couple of minutes ago, and I was doing my early morning shout-outs. I was distracted as soon as I started because I saw that the Mets, and I don't know, I'll have to look and see exactly when this happened, but random baseball breaking news, the Mets got Juan Soto on like a 15-year deal. What in the world's going on there? Can we, one, get Juan? Juan Soto was out the NL East. We didn't need him coming back to the NL East. We were good without him in the NL East. We didn't miss him on the Nationals. He was good with the Yankees. He was good with the Padres. He was really good with the Yankees because we had to see him like that. But Juan Soto is going to the New York Mets. How about the Mets? They kind of offload a whole bunch of contracts and a whole bunch of money, and they kind of tore it down a little bit, and everybody expected last year to be kind of a down year for them. Well, they mess around, and they make a deep run in the postseason. And now they're going back in, all the way back in, just like that. A 15-year, $765 million deal that Juan Soto and the New York Mets have agreed to. So didn't expect the show to start that way, but I literally just saw it come across the bottom line, and this broke just about overnight. This broke a little bit before midnight last night, 6 hours ago. So, yeah, I was definitely asleep when that news broke. So, yeah, how about that? Juan Soto going to the New York Mets on a 15-year, $765 million deal. Huh. Welcome back to the NL East, Juan. But I'm not thrilled about it. I wish he wouldn't come back to the NL East, so we'll see. Anywho, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, shall we? Because it is a Falcons Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons, Falcons, Falcons. Where do we even begin, y'all? First and foremost, the Falcons lost, if you can't hear it in my voice. Falcons lost 42-21 yesterday to the Minnesota Vikings, and their losing streak is now up to 4 games. And even more important than that, the Falcons are now second in the NL East. Or NL East. Nah, I got baseball on the brain after that Juan Soto news. They are second in the NFC South. Let's try that again. 6-7. Bucks beat the Raiders yesterday, and we'll get into that because that it's funny how just things work out, and it's funny how storylines literally write themselves in sports. But the Bucks beat the Raiders yesterday to go to 7-6. Falcons lost to the Vikings to fall to 6-7, and now the Bucks are atop the NFC South after the Falcons had been in control of the NFC South for most of the season. Now the Buccaneers are atop the NFC South. Now still, there's a lot to play out, and I do have a bright side to everything, but first we got to talk about the bad. And really, it didn't get sideways until the fourth quarter. After, I mean, you might not know it by the score, but the game was tied going into the fourth quarter. It was 21-21, and we weren't feeling half bad as Falcons fans going into that fourth quarter. We're like, okay, we've gotten big drives when we needed them. We've gotten stops when we needed it. We can go into this fourth quarter, and we can still win this game. But the fourth quarter happens, and literally everything unravels. The Vikings score on their first possession of the fourth quarter. They take a 28-21 lead, and I'm pretty sure that's how the fourth quarter started. I'm pretty sure the Vikings had the ball going into the fourth quarter. I'll double-check that. But the Vikings score to go up 28-21 early in the fourth quarter. The Falcons about to get the ball back, going to try and tie the game right. Nope. Ray-Ray McCloud fumbles on the kickoff return, and I didn't want to feel like that was the turning point and that was going to be the difference in the game. But after digesting the loss, sitting on, thinking on, and sleeping on the loss, that was the obvious turning point in the game. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. That was the turning point. It's not the sole reason you lost. Like last week, Kirk Cousins was the sole reason you lost. That wasn't this week. Ray-Ray McCloud wasn't his fumble wasn't the sole reason you lost that game. However, it was the turning point in the game. Took away any momentum the Falcons had. And mind you, the Vikings had just scored. So the Vikings just got some momentum back after the Falcons tied it. They got some momentum back. They were feeling a little bit good. They were feeling a little bit better. And then you have your defense come right back out on the field with the Vikings having a short field And they go and score and go up two scores. Just like that. Bam. Just like that. It's 35-21 when it was just 21-21. That Ray McLeod fumble changed everything about that ball game. Changed everything about that ball game. Because, again, any momentum the Falcons might have had or could have gotten, it all went out the window after he fumbled and after the Vikings scored a touchdown, by the way, to go up two scores in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's just what it is. So, and yes, the going into the fourth quarter, that did carry over from the third to the fourth, the Vikings drive. So they started the ball with the fourth quarter. Then they scored. Then we fumbled. Then they scored. Then, after that, to continue the story of the Falcons' fourth quarter unraveling. So Vikings score, go up 28-21. Kick the ball off. Ray McLeod fumbles on the kickoff return. Vikings score. They go up 35-21. Then Kirk Cousins throws his second interception of the game. He threw the first one. In what, the second quarter, I believe it was? Yeah, towards the end of the first quarter, he threw his first interception. But then, 35-21, you need to score on this drive to keep yourselves alive. And Kirk Cousins throws his second interception of the game. In his last four games now, Kirk Cousins, 8 interceptions, 0 touchdown passes. We're going to talk about if it's time to bench Kirk Cousins or not, because I know you all have thoughts on it. The phone lines will be open. We'll talk about it. I'm going to give you my take on it here in a couple of minutes. But you just can't have that at that spot. You just can't have that turnover in that spot. So, Vikings score, 28-21. Ray McLeod fumbles. Vikings score, 35-21. Kirk Cousins throws an interception. Then the Vikings, you guessed it, score again. It's now 42-21. Then the Falcons turn it over on downs because they had to go for it, and then the Vikings just kneeled it out. And that was the game. Vikings went on a 21-0 run, scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Falcons didn't score a lick because they had 2 turnovers, and really 3 if you count the turnover on downs at the end, but, I mean, they kind of had to go for it, so that is what it is. But just a disastrous fourth quarter, and things unravel for the Falcons, and they lose 42-21. And it was just, again, really just a bad fourth quarter. The game itself, leading into the fourth quarter, again, I felt pretty good that the Falcons could win that game. Yes, Kirk Cousins had already had the one interception that didn't look good, but they were still moving the ball well. The Falcons ran the ball great yesterday. The Falcons running game against the top rush defense in the league. The Minnesota Vikings, remember, coming into this game, they were only giving up 81 yards on the ground per game. And the Falcons yesterday ran for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bijan got one. He had 22 carries, 92 yards. Tyler Allgeier ran like a madman again, like Dave Archer calls him, the bowling ball of razor blades. He was just that and more. Yesterday, 9 carries, 63 yards, and a touchdown. The Falcons looked great running the ball. So you felt good about that going into the fourth quarter. Kirk Cousins, he wasn't having, obviously, the best game, but he was still passing the ball pretty well. He had made some nice throws besides that, obviously, one interception. He finished the game. He had a heck of a lot of passing yards. He finished 23 of 37, 344 yards, but, again, no touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. The Vikings only sacked Kirk Cousins once. So you felt good about what the offensive line was doing running for as far as run blocking and pass protection, because they only sacked him once. Now, the Vikings, I do have to give them credit on this. They did bat a lot of balls down. They had, I think it was 4 balls deflected at the line of scrimmage. 4 balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. So that was a thing. It was more so if they were not necessarily obviously sacking Kirk Cousins, but they were batting a lot of balls down the line of scrimmage, which still isn't good for the Falcons, but good for the Vikings. So there is that caveat to it as well. But still, you felt good about what the Falcons were doing. You felt confident in them being able to score. But again, after that Raven McLeod fumbled the defense after just giving up a touchdown. I mean, they had done a solid job, and I say solid because they got some sacks. They did give up some explosive plays, and we'll talk about that as well as we move along throughout the show. But they did give up explosive plays, but they did get some sacks on Sam Darnold as well. Four sacks. First time since 2019, I heard Wes Durham say on the broadcast yesterday, first time since 2019 the Falcons had back-to-back games with four or more sacks. First time since 2019. It's 2024, y'all, just to put that into perspective. So they got some sacks. Now, they did give up some explosives, yes. But, again, you were right there in the fourth quarter despite all that. So, I mean, it's just frustrating because I still – a part of me still feels like this team is good. Like, we see it. We see the flashes. Again, this team did a good job of moving the ball in between the 20s. They just had struggles punching into the end zone, besides, obviously, the two touchdowns that they did get from Bijan and – but besides from Bijan and from Tyler Algier. So you felt like there just should have been more there. You just really felt like there should have been more there. So tough one for the Falcons, obviously. But now you got to go beat the Raiders. You have zero choice but to beat the Raiders. You have to beat the Raiders. You have to beat the Giants. You have to beat the Panthers. And you really, really need to beat the Commanders. If you win your last four games, you still feel good about 10-7 getting you a division title. You still feel good about that because you probably feel like the Bucs will stumble at least one of their games. And if they go 10 and they finish obviously 10-7 and you finish 10-7, then you'll have the tiebreaker. But you got to beat the Raiders. And I don't even want to bring up this scenario, but I have to. Desmond Ridder is going to start next week for the Las Vegas Raiders. At least it's all signs are pointing to Desmond Ridder starting for the Las Vegas Raiders next week on Monday Night Football when the Falcons and the Raiders meet up in Las Vegas. Please, please do not have me come in here on a Tuesday morning talking about how Desmond Ridder beat the Atlanta Falcons. Please do not let that happen, because if that happens, the city of Atlanta might riot. The whole city. I mean, it might not be safe to be outside if that happens here in Atlanta. It just might not be safe here in the city if Desmond Ridder beats the Atlanta Falcons and maybe ends their playoff hopes. Just don't let that happen. Just go beat the Raiders on Monday. So, quickly, before we go to break, the bright side is you still have three very winnable games and a game that I still feel like they could win against the Washington Commanders. Obviously, we'll see, but everything is still in front of the Falcons, and they still do kind of control their own destiny. So it's not all doom and gloom, but man, that loss it stinks, and it stinks bad. We're talking about the Falcons' loss. We'll take your calls. 404-726-0929 is the number. Phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. If you got a thought on the Falcons, or we'll also talk about the 2024 SEC champion Georgia Bulldogs as well, because we got to bring some positivity into this show as well. The Bulldogs, first round bye, number 2 seed in the college football playoff. But they have a big question at quarterback themselves. So if you want to talk about that as well, phone lines will be open for that. 404-726-0929. Taking your calls on the Falcons and the Dogs when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio. On Monday morning, Falcons Monday morning on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Monday. Unfortunately, not a victory Monday. The Falcons lose their fourth straight game. 42-21 final score in Minnesota yesterday. Falcons give up 21 unanswered points. Really, a lot of that behind two very untimely turnovers, back-to-back turnovers for the Atlanta Falcons. In that fourth quarter, I ran it down last segment. It was 21-21 going into the fourth quarter. Vikings score. They made it 28-21. Kick it off to the Falcons. Falcons trying to tie it, trying to keep that momentum going, keep that good juju going. Ray McLeod fumbles on the ensuing kickoff. Vikings score again, and it's 35-21. Falcons get the ball back. Kirk Cousins throws an interception, his second one of the day. Then it's 42-21, and that's all she wrote. So it just a tough game. And look, I know a lot of you are going to want to talk about it. Is it time for Kirk Cousins to hit the bench? Is it Michael Penix time in Atlanta? We're going to take your calls here in a second. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in. 404-726-0929 is the number. Look, I don't think they're going to bench him. Would I be opposed to Kirk Cousins being benched? No. But I'll say on the same token that if there's any game that Kirk Cousins bounces back, it's next week. He has to exercise some demons against the Las Vegas Raiders this upcoming week. He has to. On Monday night, going up against the Raiders in a game you have to win, Big Kirko got to come up clutch in primetime, just like he did against the Eagles way back when on week two of Monday night. He's got to channel that inner clutchness again and come up huge against the Raiders. And this Raiders team, not that good. Not that good at all. This is a team the Falcons should definitely beat. Now, I will say this. You don't want to wait a week too long and have Kirk Cousins potentially have another bad game on Monday. And then, again, knock on whatever this table is made out of. God forbid you lose to Desmond Ridder and the Raiders. But if you do, then you feel like you waited a week too long. And especially if Kirk has a bad game, you feel like you waited a week too long to put in Penix. You don't want that. But I still feel like this is the game. This is the game that Kirk Cousins bounces back. And he wasn't, again, terrible yesterday, but he just very, very untimely turnovers. Very, very untimely turnovers. And again, I told you the stat to start the show. In his last four games, 8 interceptions, 0 touchdown passes. So again, if you're calling for Michael Penix, I get it. I'm not necessarily going to argue with you, but I do think this is the game against the Raiders that he will indeed bounce back. I know we hoped and thought it could be this game, but that's a tough Vikings defense. And against a tough Vikings defense, I don't think he was bad per se. He had some really bad moments, and he had, again, very untimely turnovers that you can't have. So, again, that's why I get if you want Michael Penix in, but I definitely think he bounces back and the team overall bounces back and gets a win against the Raiders. I'll go ahead and say that now. But I want to know what you think. 404-726-0929 is the number. Also, real quick before we get to your calls, if you want to talk about the dogs as well too, SEC champs, the dogs are, after a 22-19 overtime win against Texas, beating Texas the second time this season, took overtime, first ever overtime in the SEC championship game. I was a little surprised at that stat when I heard it, but first ever overtime in the SEC championship game, and the dogs win it 22-19. Carson Beck, though, seems like it may not be good for Carson Beck. I saw a clip on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, where he was talking. I don't know if he was talking to Gunner or one of the other quarterbacks, but he was talking to one of his teammates, and you could clearly see him saying, it's bad. Like, I'm not the best lip reader, but I'm a pretty good lip reader, but you could clearly see him saying, it's bad, talking about his elbow. And you fear that he might have torn his UCL. And I haven't seen any credible sources talking about this, but I did see one where it says rumors that, you know, he'll be out 4 to 8 weeks without surgery. Kirby Smart did make an appearance on the College Football Playoff Selection Show yesterday, and he said that the team is awaiting the MRI results. But I'm not confident that Carson Beck is coming back this season. I'm just not confident. I have a gut feeling that UCL is at least partially torn, if not torn. I mean, he could barely move it. He could barely move it when he was walking to the locker room after the dogs win. He wasn't swinging that arm much at all. I just have a bad feeling that UCL and the way he took that hit at the end of the first half, trying to throw up that Hail Mary, it just seemed like it wasn't good. So I think we might be looking at Gunnar Stockton the rest of the way. So we'll see how the dogs fare, and maybe it's not that bad. Hopefully it's not, but to be honest with you, I don't think it's good. I don't think we're going to see Carson Beck again this season. And honestly, I don't think we'll see him again in the dogs uniform. So that's just my two cents on that. But again, positivity. The dogs got the job done. Gunnar Stockton did what he had to do despite the late interception that gave Texas a chance. Dogs defense came up clutch again. 6 sacks. Only allowed, 31 yards on the ground to Texas. The dogs defense showed up big time again. And Gunnar Stockton came up clutch. Trevor Etienne, clutch. Dalen Everett, clutch. And the dogs got the job done. So if you want to talk about the dogs, we can do that now as well, along with the Falcons. And we'll take your calls now. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's first head out to Lithonia and talk to Greg. Greg, what's going on, man? Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Man, just trying to make it through, feel good about the dogs and, you know, not feel too bad about the Falcons, brother. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing I can say is that you're a very, very positive brother, man.
I'm trying. The Falcons making it hard, though, Greg. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Falcons making it hard on me, dog, but I'm trying.
Yeah. Hey, I got two words for you. I really think that the Falcons should experiment with this. I think the Falcons should bring in Bill Belichick. Ooh. I think we should bring in Belichick during the offseason. And, I just be honest with you. I think, go ahead and ride it out with Kurt and let Penix have his year next year. And I think that we deal Kurt in the draft. And, but we'll get to that point whenever we get to that point.
Greg, I got before you finish, I'm going to let you finish too, but I want to ask you a quick question on your Bill Belichick statement. And what role would you want Bill Belichick here? Like, do you want him? Are you saying Raheem needs to be gone? Or, like, what role would you want Bill Belichick in?
If Belichick comes, Belichick gonna have to run the whole show.
Yeah,
I think that's why he didn't come the first time. Because I don't think that the off the blank was ready to relinquish that type of control just yet.
Yeah,
but I think at this point it'll be something to experiment with. I think it's on the table. I think that the city of Atlanta is a great city, and I think that it's something that should be considered because, even everywhere you go around the city, even if you didn't catch the game, everybody's telling you about, hey, man, fourth quarter with the Falcons, man. And, if you go to Publix, you go anywhere in the city, people are letting you know about the football game. So, this is a great city, man. This is definitely a football city. And Atlanta deserves a winning team, man.
Facts.
But I digress. How about them dogs? The dogs always get it done.
That's right.
They always get it done. And, the one thing that's consistent about my dogs is that ground game and the defense. So
that's right.
Proud of them dogs. Y'all have a good day.
Greg, appreciate the phone call, man. You have a great day as well. I don't agree with Greg as far as experimenting with Bill Belichick. I think if they were – I don't know if I'm again. I know this season so far, and again, things can still change, rearrange. They can still turn things around and get things going, and they can still make the playoffs. And who knows what happens when you get in the dance? They just got to get in the dance. So this season isn't over by any stretch of the imagination. Let's be clear about that. The Falcons can still bounce back against the Raiders. Kirk Cousins can get his swagger back, and who knows what can happen down the stretch. But even if this season does continue to go south and the Falcons don't make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to move on from Raheem Morris that quick, because I think if this season does go south, they're going to use Kirk Cousins and his not great play, leading the league in interceptions with 15, leading the league in turnovers with what is now 17 or something like that, or 18. I think they'll use that as kind of the excuse. They'll use Kirk as maybe the more scapegoat. They'll probably move on from Kirk Cousins, let Michael Penix run the show and start that era maybe a little bit earlier than they expected. I don't think they'll move on from Raheem. I don't want them to. I like Raheem's juice. I like his energy. I like what he's brought, and I like Terry Fontenot as the GM. And we know, to Greg's point, I do agree with him that if Bill Belichick does come here, he's going to want to run the whole show, and that's why they didn't bring him in this past season. I do agree with that, but I don't think they'll be ready to do that after this season. And the way I still think this season is going to go, I definitely don't think they're going to want to do that. Because I still think the Falcons, they're at least, to me, I think I still have confidence the Falcons are still going to get 9 wins. Will 9 wins get them in the playoffs? We'll see. I'm not sure about that anymore, but I still think they'll get 9 wins, and I don't think they'll be ready to move on from Raheem, especially not for a Bill Belichick. But appreciate the call, Greg, and the dogs. To this point, they got it done. Run game came up clutch when you needed it. Gunnar Stockton came up clutch when you needed it. And that defense just showing. It's not those national title defenses, but it's still a darn good defense. All right, let's get one more, and then we'll continue calls going into the final segment. Let's head to my guy Smitty riding around and getting it in the truck. Smitty, what's going on, man?
What's going on, D? How was your weekend, brother?
It was good, brother. Besides what I had to watch yesterday, and besides it was all good. Yeah. Man, how was yours?
Yeah, man, it was good. Number one, I'm gonna stop letting the Falcons get my blood pressure up, so I'm not even gonna worry about that anymore.
Good for you.
Number
brother.
Two, Michael Penix is not coming in this year because A, they paid Kirk too much money, and Atlanta teams tend to have too much loyalty.
I agree.
Remember, I called you about a month ago, and I told you this. Well, not told you, but this is what I said. I said Bates and Simmons don't play well together.
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
Bates plays better when Simmons is not in there. And it does not make any sense. And I get it, Addison and Jefferson, but we also got two Pro Bowlers back there.
Yeah.
Every time that man threw that ball deep, they got beat.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, they're not playing well together. It's almost like they're both like, hey, this is my spot. This is where I'm used to playing, and I'm not playing anywhere else. They don't play well together, and they got beat. You made Sam Darnold look like Tom freaking Brady back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so in my eyes, I'm going to chalk this game up to the defensive backs, man, for getting beat the way they got beat. Yeah. It didn't make any sense, brother.
And
go Dogs. My Dogs do their thing, man. That's my Dogs, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Smitty. Thank you so much, man. And look, Smitty does make a very interesting point too about, and he did say it about a month ago that Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates don't play well together, and you know that duo in the backfield hasn't been quite what we thought. Justin Simmons hasn't been quite what we expected. I think Jesse Bates has still been good, but he has had some of his better games when Justin Simmons hasn't been back there. So I think there is smoke to that fire, or there is, you know, gas to that flame, or however you want to put it. That what Smitty is talking about. So, and I agree with him. I like that the Falcons are going to be loyal to Kirk Cousins. Hopefully it doesn't backfire. But, again, I think the main reason they're not going to move on is because of the investment they made. I think they at least want to give Kirk Cousins this entire season to see if what he does and if he can bounce back. And, again, I think and I hope and I pray that he bounce back against the Raiders. All right. Mark in College Park, hang tight for me. We're going to get you on the other side. Mark, hang tight. I see you. We'll get you on the other side, and we'll close out this conversation of the Falcons and the Dogs. We'll talk about, again, continue to talk about the Dogs and their big win in the SEC Championship game. Continue to talk about the Falcons and also the Hawks. Their streak, unfortunately, came to an end. But they got a big game on Wednesday. Hopefully they can bounce back. All that coming up next. Here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a Falcons Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Monday. Unfortunately, it is not a victory Monday. Falcons do not come away with the win. They do not snap their three-game losing streak. Instead, the losing streak goes on and swells up to four games after they lose to the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota yesterday, 42-21. The Dogs, however, they get a win in the SEC championship game, win their third SEC title under head coach Kirby Smart, and they get a first-round bye in the college football playoff. They're the number two seed, and they are awaiting the winner of – I had it pulled up, and I will get that to you here in just a second. They are – yes, thank you, Daddy. They are awaiting the winner of Notre Dame and Indiana. Thank you very much. So, favorable matchup, it feels like, for Georgia, even if they don't have Carson Beck, which I personally don't think they're going to see Carson Beck again. I think Carson Beck, unfortunately, now, it's a great way to go out, and it's kind of a boss way to go out. His last snap as a Georgia Bulldog in a Georgia Bulldogs uniform, being a handoff to Trevor Etienne to win the SEC championship, I think that's great. However, I do think that was his last snap as a Georgia Bulldog, because I think that UCL, I think he did suffer a UCL injury. Again, there's been no confirmation. This is me strictly speculating. But the way it looked and what I've seen, what I've heard, again, nothing from reputable sources, even though Kirby Smart did say yesterday during the college football playoff selection show on ESPN, he did say they are awaiting MRI results. But there was also a video of Carson Beck on the sideline yesterday after the injury saying to one of his teammates that it's bad, talking about his elbow injury. I don't think we'll see Carson Beck again. I think it's Gunnar Stockton the rest of the way. Hopefully, Gunnar can get the job done. We'll definitely have to do a lot behind that running game. And look, that's why this first-round bye for Georgia is so important. This gives Georgia a week to, one, figure out if Carson Beck's going to be there or not. I think the answer is no. They're going to know that sooner rather than later. If, heck, they might already know. So now Gunnar Stockton gets a full week of reps, a full week as a starter to get the offense down. He should know it for the most part, but get those crucial reps in, and then he can fully start the game plan against Notre Dame or Indiana once he finds out who's going to be his opponent. So that's why this first-round bye is huge for Georgia. If Carson Beck was healthy, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Again, you would still love you still love it because they can get healthy, but now with Carson Beck likely done, Gunnar Stockton getting those extra reps and getting that week of reps is going to be huge. All right, we only have a couple minutes. I do want to get as many calls as we can in here. So rapid fire, give me 30 seconds. Try to give me 30 seconds. I can give you a minute, but try to give me 30 seconds here on your takes. Is Mark still there? I meant to ask you, Daddy. Is Mark still there? Mark from College Park dropped. It's okay, Mark. All right, let's go out to my guy Keaton out there in the ATL. Keaton, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Yo!
What up, Keaton?
Hey, man, I don't know if you remember last Monday, my call got cut out at the end. I blew a tire on the way to work.
No!
That roaring sound was my tire in the background, man.
Oh, no! Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I got fired for being late the next day, man. It's crazy. Anyways.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah, I was 5 minutes late and got fired the next day. But, hey, man, that's the union,
they did
man.
You. They did you dirty, Keith. I'm sorry to hear
people.
That, bro.
Yeah. Hey, man, I told you a few weeks ago that these Atlanta Falcons was about to go on a skid.
You did.
And
you did.
Man, I hate being right, even if I did make money against us on us losing yesterday. You know, sometimes when you know, you know. I mean, right. I could sit here and complain for 5 minutes, but I'm gonna end here. Consistency, that's all it is, man. It's a lack of consistency everywhere on the football field.
There it is.
I'll hang up and listen to you, boss.
Keaton, I appreciate it, man. Hey, somebody get my man Keaton the job. 5 minutes? Man, come on, man. Hey, Keaton, I'm here for you, brother. I'm here for you, dog. We got to find my man Keaton something because he might already have something lined up. But 5 minutes would be late because you blew a tire. It's not like he overslept or anything, but blowing a tire, man, I'm with you, Keaton. I'm here with you. I support you, Keaton. Anyway, I appreciate the phone call. All right, let's head up to my guy Chief out there in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
Good morning, Chief. I hope Chief didn't come up short, though. That he came up a little short.
Right.
But, yeah. First of all, shout out to Dre TL. Atlanta Finals and winning the competition, Netflix. Let's get right to it. Falcons, I can't even see you came up short. You just crapped out in that fourth quarter. You crapped out.
Yep.
All right. Alabama, you came up a little short. Texas, you came up short. And Friday night, LeBron, y'all came up short. And you were just lucky that my man Dre didn't put them hands on you. But I thought you were going to get your doom. I'm out.
Oh, I love that. Great stuff as always, Chief. Hey, I love when Chief comes in and say, hey, you came up short. We got to make that a segment with Chief. Hey, Chief, who came up short this weekend? Oh, that's good stuff. All right, let's get one more real quick so we can get everybody in here. Let's get Snee real quick here. Snee, just give me a few. You got about 30 seconds, my brother. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, Dylan, I called you a month ago. Only thing y'all care about, the only concession stand, low price.
Mm.
Did y'all win or lose? Did y'all win or lose?
I mean, we've been losing, dog. But again, that ain't Arthur Blank has done everything
come
he's
on,
needed
man.
To do, Snee. It's Kirk's fault. It's not Arthur Blank's fault.
Dylan,
yes.
You, the morning crew after you, and Duke Sabell, y'all like blowing your fan base up, brother. Y'all lost. If y'all came back, you would have been looking good. You didn't come back. Y'all look like garbage, man. Come on, brother.
Man.
Dylan.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll talk back to you, brother. I love you, though, all right?
Hey, I love you too, Snead. It's all in good fun, man. I love you too, man. It's all love, brother, but... Hey, look, I just can't put the blame on Arthur Blank. I can't put it on him. It's been Kirk. He hasn't been playing well. He's been playing bad for the last four games. No touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. You can't do that. Arthur Blank has done everything he needs to do to put this team in position to win, but the players haven't gone out and played. The coaches haven't done what they need to do. So I can't put on Arthur Blank. I can only put on the coaches. But that's all the time we got, man. Snead, I appreciate you. Keaton, I appreciate you. Chief, Greg, Smitty. Mark, even though we couldn't get Mark in there, I appreciate y'all, man. And when we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got coming up on a Falcons Monday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.